Church Heritage Sunday at the pond. It is so cool. The Lord blessed us with good weather, and the candle was lit this morning, but it's up there. So Donnie said he couldn't light the candles, they'd blow out. But then God provided a nice big bright candle up there to give us light, called the sun, S-U-N sun. And he gives us the S-O-N sun. Yeah. Well, we're grateful you're here, and Phil did an outstanding job with the bulletin. We got everything in here we need, words to the music, the Apostles' Creed, in case you don't remember it, Gloria Patri, the Lord's Prayer, and are we doing it a cappella or?
No.
No, we got an iPad up here.
Ooh,
pretty cool. Thank you. Betty does the pushing of the buttons at church, and now she does the pushing at the buttons at the pond. Very talented lady. Yep, we're grateful. All right. Phil's got in here. We got a call charge conference coming up in early May. We don't have a date yet, but we'll let you know. And with the setting of the new pastor's salary, that's the whole primary purpose of it. And I'm finding out things that we used to not do, and now we do and don't do. I went to a preacher's meeting on Tuesday down in Perry, and that whole thing was different. I said to Jackie, the district administrator, I said, we never used to do it this way. She said, I know, but I never was here a long time ago, so this is okay to me. And I said, yeah, well. But it was nice. They recognized there was three of us in the district that was retiring again and retiring for the first time. And they acknowledged us and gave us gift cards, and that was nice. So after church, you and I are going to go down to Home Depot and spend the gift cards, maybe on some plants or something. So I don't come way over here. I don't have a Home Depot over where we live. So we got Lowe's in Thomasville, but no Home Depot. But we got a good little local store called Gulf Coast, whatever, family-owned thing. They got one in Woodville, and they got one in Monticello. So that's usually where I go. And their prices are almost as good as everybody else's. So, all right, and here we are at the pond under the shelter. And birthdays. Any birthdays this week?
My dad would be 105 today.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And his first name was?
Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl, yes.
And you made it home. Celebrate your birthday at home. That's pretty cool. Any other birthdays? How's your friend doing? Is he back in Las Vegas?
He's on an adventure in
Atlanta.
Oh!
He was wearing the New York shirt, but that was the night they were having the Knicks in New York, so they told him to take it off, but he just turned it inside out.
Well, it's good to see you. How's things going? You getting things arranged like you want?
Picking up speed.
Good. Well, thank you.
New York's looking good.
Yeah, thank you for being here this morning.
Looking good.
All right, how about anniversaries, if there's no birthdays? No? Well, this is kind of an anniversary.
92
years of Bethel starting down here at the pond. I got a little tidbit I want to share with you a little later about that. And so we'll sing Happy Birthday Anniversary. Join me.
Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you and Bethel does too.
This has always been one of my all-time favorite hymns. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And, of course, there's some other verses there, too. But so we're going to sing it, and the words are in the insert. It says, it's me, O Lord. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord. And it's a really cute little song, but it's got a lot of wisdom in it. And here we go. Stand if you're able.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.